Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Hope you're having a wonderful day on this thankful Thursday, and we're appreciative of what God's done for us this week. And we have preached all week long on Saul of Tarsus, amen, in Acts chapter number 9. But we've got Middle Cross up now, and they're getting ready to sing 180 degrees. God turned me 180. Hope this is a blessing to you. You're going to enjoy this song.
Started out walking on the road towards hell. There was nothing I could do to save myself. If I got what I deserved, I'd be in hell. I heard the good news from the preacher one day. I took his King James Bible through conviction my way. And the Holy Ghost extended God's amazing grace. God turned me 180 the moment he saved me. I was headed down, but now I'm going up. He made a new creature out of me. God turned me 180 degrees. With love, grace, and mercy, God turned me 180. Now I walk each day with my head held high, because my Savior is living inside. Heaven is my home, I'm glory bound. Try to live my life a witness so the sinner might see the Lord Jesus Christ is living in me. And I can share with them God's word to be saved. Cause God turned me 180 the moment he saved me. I was headed down, but now I'm going up. He made a new creature out of me. God turned me 180 degrees. With love, grace, and mercy, God turned me 180. With love, grace, and mercy, God turned me 180.
Yep, man, God turned me 180. Thank God. What a blessing. Amen. We appreciate that good song by Middle Cross. I tell you, I enjoy them boys. Man, I tell you, they can pick. I tell you, I enjoy that good old gospel music. Amen. From the mountains of Western North Carolina. We thank the Lord. What a blessing for that. We've been talking this week on Acts chapter number 9, and we've been speaking about religion or relationship. This is going to be part number 4 of the message that we preached this week. And we've looked at some thoughts concerning Paul's life. We saw Paul's connection. He was connected to the religious leaders of the day. Then we saw Saul's correction, how that the Lord met him there on the road to Damascus, and God gave him some correction. He said, "Why kickest thou against the pricks?" Today we're going to be looking at Saul's conviction and then also Saul's conversion. But then finally we're going to close out the service by saying Saul had some communion. I tell you, whenever Ananias came in, I hope you enjoyed the message today. What a blessing it's been to be on the radio. And we're excited, amen, what God's doing. We're going to a live recording now from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Thirdly, we see Saul's conversion. Look at verse number 6. And he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" I want you to notice that section. Maybe you want to underline it in your Bible. Astonished and trembling. What the Lord has said to him was so convicting that now it's brought about total submission. He's saying, "Okay, God, yes, you're right. I am that person. I am that persecutor. I am that one that's kicked against the pricks. I am that one that's murdered." He says, "Lord," meaning Master, what would you have me to do? That sounds like someone that's totally submitted. As a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Brad, I walk around almost every day going, "Lord, what would thou have me to do? Where would you have me to go? What would you have me to say? Who do you want me to speak to today? What would you have me to do?" For the first time, he's not saying, "This is what I'm going to do." He's saying, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" What do you see there?
He said goodbye to religion and hello to a relationship. We get on in the text. The Lord tells him, he's 3 days now. The Bible says he's lost his sight. Amen? Right? For 3 days he's lost his sight. He can't see anything. Now I want you to get this. Now remember, at the beginning of the text, he was the one raving out, killing, and doing all those things. Now all of a sudden he's saying, I can't see. You're going to have to take me wherever. Can you imagine? Now he's headed to Damascus. Y'all remember, he's on the road to Damascus. He's headed there. Now I want you to think about this. He's not leading no more. He's having to be led. If you ever get saved by the grace of God, friend, I tell you what, you'll stop the leading. You'll stop being the one saying, hey, this is what we're going to do. And you'll start saying, this is what he wants me to do. And he's being led. Can you imagine this brute of a man, Saul of Tarsus, being led everywhere being led on this road to Damascus. He's no longer going after the church like he was. Now he's looking to the church for some help. There's been a whole lot of religion attack the church of disciples, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if they'd just stop long enough and see Jesus, they'd be coming here for help. Amen. He's being led. God tells Ananias. He said, there's one. I got to read it. Hold on, man. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street which is called Straight. I'm glad he put me on Straight Street, don't you? Amen. And inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And he has seen a vision, a man named Ananias coming, putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, look here. I have heard of many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. Are you kidding me right now, God? You mean to tell me you're going to send this guy to my house? And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. You see that? And Lord, you know I'm one of them. But you're going to send him to my place? You want me to touch this guy? God, this guy's killing people. And you want me to lay my hands upon him? Sometimes the things God asks us to do is just plumb crazy. Verse number 15. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Now, I want you to skip down and I want you to see the difference between religion and a relationship. He was going after orders in his religion. He was going after orders from the high priest. They were telling him what to do, but they were never connected other than just religion. But if you ever get a relationship, and you ever make Christ your Lord and God your Father, this is what you'll get. You'll no longer run against God's people. You'll join the family of God's people. Look at verse number 17. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hand on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, hath appeared unto thee in the way, as thou camest, hast sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. You know what happens is when we get saved, I become the Lord's, but then I get all of the family of God too. Listen, it don't matter what anybody's done. When they get saved with the grace of God, the moment they get up from being saved, praise God, they just became my brother. They just became my sister in Christ. And it's not based upon religion. It's based upon a relationship that they have with God the Father. Amen. A lot of times I walk into a place, amen, and I won't know anybody from Adam, and they'll start talking about Jesus, amen. They'll start talking about how he's their Savior. And I'll look at them immediately and say, it's nice to meet you, brother. Nice to meet you, sister. Amen. We have a family. How many of y'all been saved with the grace of God tonight? And you know that you don't. Look at all of your brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah tonight. You say, oh, I'm going through such a trial. No, you're not. You ain't by yourself, friend. Amen. You've got a whole big family, amen, out here that loves you. While yesterday, amen, while that storm was passing by, that remote region out there in the middle of the sea, thank God, I'm glad that there's a brother and some sisters at home on the home front, amen. They can get on their knees and beg to the God of heaven, the Father of glory, and ask God to do some things that we can't do for ourselves. Ask God to do some things the government can't do. Ask God to do some things, hey, listen, that the meteorologist can't do. Hey, God's a big God tonight, amen, and he wants you to be his child. Let me ask you something. I've seen a little bit of hints of people who walk around this place with some religion. When a visitor comes in the house of God, you ought to walk up and say, hey, would you like to sit with me this morning? Would you like to have my seat? Would you like to sit here beside me? Because if you don't, all you are is full of religion. This is my seat. You know, it's sad, but I've been in Baptist churches. It's been like that. I've been in Baptist churches. Let me say this. I've been preaching for a long time now. All my mentors is dead, now I'm mentoring. But I've been preaching, Brother Kevin, I've been in Baptist churches, independent, fundamental Baptist churches, and I've walked in there to preach a message. I'm the fill-in preacher, and nobody come up and said, good morning, how are you? What's your name? Are you been born again? Are you saved, amen? Are you here to preach for us this morning? Hello, what? How you doing? It's just religion. I stand behind the pulpit and preach, and they're dead as a doornail. Just going through the motions. They're singing the songs of Zion without knowing the God of heaven. I wonder tonight, as your head bowed, have you gotten to a place where you're drifting into the state of religion? And maybe you need to rekindle that relationship. Have you lost that love? Have you lost that drive for souls? Have you lost that desire to see God do something great in your life? Have you lost that sweet, still, small voice that used to speak to you? Have you lost that desire and joy that you got from getting in the scriptures and letting the scriptures speak to you? And boy, that communion and fellowship that you had with the Lord, is it better now than it's ever been? Or has there been a time it's been greater than now? Friend, tonight, listen. Just as Saul of Tarsus responded to the gospel, I'm asking you, would you respond tonight? I want to be a better preacher. I want to be the best mama. I want to be the best daddy. I want to be the best Christian. I want to be the best song leader. I want to be the best deacon. I want to be the best Sunday school attender. I want to be the best Christian to my workers. I want to be the best. You can't never be good, friend. Never be great if you don't have a good relationship with Jesus. Do you have a burden? You want to see souls get saved? Bring them to the altar. Bring them to the altar. Ask God to do something great in their life.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.